Trey Kennard, here we are. After a long day of testing for you, we're at Seven Oaks Deli, and I miss this place. It's good.
Pretty splendid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like coming here on a cool day like this because some days in the hot, it's hot. It's like hot in the deli, and you kind of wonder
quality
if the meat is cool or not.
Also, too, if a fan's listening and you want to get an autograph, you can probably come around here, hang out here.
Yeah, I'll be around here for at least until
rider,
this podcast is.
Any riders. Like, this is a place to come because it's not far from the
You know what I mean? You can pretty much come here on a random day and Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, pretty much.
Hey, checked you out of the Honda track today. You look great. You look, I mean, obviously, we talk a lot for the Pulp Show and stuff, but you feel good? You feel ready?
Yeah, I'm stoked. The bike is the best Honda motorcycle I've ridden yet, so I'm really stoked with that. I feel like coming into the season, we're in the best place that we've ever been with the motorcycle. The best place that I've ever been, anyway, coming into the season, and I feel like the fitness is good and riding is good. You know, there's always going to be that little thing that you got to work on or you got to kind of improve on, but I feel like, you know, where we were 4 or 5 months ago to now is a huge improvement, and I'm just thankful to be coming into the series so far healthy and ready to go.
Fitness wise, how are you? Are you where you want to be?
I feel I feel the best that I've ever felt as far as fitness wise. The cool thing about my injury was I really got to spend some time, kind of put myself in a little bit of a hole. You know, when you're riding, you almost want to be fresh a little bit for the riding and not kind of ruin yourself so the riding is dangerous, you know. So I really got to kind of tucker myself out and put in a lot of endurance and a lot of strength training, which really has translated into the riding really well. So
Now for today, typical day, you're not testing anything, did a couple of 25 lappers. Is that normal? Is that typical for you?
Yeah, this off season, I've been doing a couple 25s here and there on a couple endurance weeks, you know. I kind of, the last few weeks, I've been really focused on some sprint stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, some guys do sprints, some guys,
yeah.
So you do that too.
There in the beginning, like, when I first started doing motos, like riding, I just rode for a little bit, made sure everything was good for a few weeks, but we started doing 30s, you know, 35s.
Yeah.
And that's, like, all I did, you know, for a month and a half, and then kind of went back into Supercross. You know, a 20 lapper seems pretty easy if you've been doing 35, you know, 3 35s a day. So we went to kind of just kept doing the endurance stuff. And then now, like the last month, really, we've been focused a lot on the sprint stuff to try to get my speed up. And then now kind of carrying that into the longer stuff too. So
looks like you hit the ground there. You got some road rash.
I had I don't know if I should say this, but I had a really big crash Monday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was really probably my first really
big
digger. Today's Wednesday.
Okay, so you're good.
Yeah, it was good. I just came out of the whoops. Was doing a moto with the Geico guys, and I was coming around Osborne and right behind Hahn and was going to try to go to the inside of him on the whoops and was leaning too far to the right, and the bike kicked way left and wasn't able to kind of save it before I hit the berm and kind of piled into the berm, but good.
Yeah, well, that's good. That had to feel good, right?
Yeah. You know, each time you kind of crash, it's like you kind of like, well, like feel yourself with. Like,
well, I mean,
especially
for you in your occasion. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
with my back, you know, the way that you hit the ground, it's like, okay, that is that going to be good? And so far, so good. So
Now you had Brent practice doing your laps. Every lap was timed. You had Greg Albertson, your practice bike guy, film you. What will you do with all that info, or will you do anything with it?
The lap times
from a typical Wednesday, let's say.
Yeah, the lap times really is like during the moto, you know, to kind of keep make sure that you're, you know, trying to beat the time, if not keep it consistent, you know, and not go too high or kind of flounder around and mess up on a few laps,
with that today?
Yeah, I was stoked.
53s it looked like for a lot?
Yeah, the 53s was the most. I got into the 54s. I had one 55. There's one really big quad section at Honda, and if you're not kind of completely exactly where you want to be, you don't want to jump it. So I didn't jump it one lap, and that kind of hurt the lap time a little bit. But I felt good with it. I feel really good with the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I feel really pretty stoked.
Is testing done? You basically have an Anaheim setup?
Yeah, I mean, unless something comes up that we go, wow, this is no good. Yeah, we got to fix this. Yeah. Yesterday was really our last day. Mm-hmm. That's kind of we left and was like, all right, this is what we'll be racing. So.
Hey, your coach Timmy Ferry, man friend Timmy Ferry, Filek
life coach.
Filek mentor Timmy Ferry. he's back with you now this year. And he hooked you up late, I think, maybe last year with Dean from CTS. So you're not one of those guys that has, like, a trainer, per se. You're on a program. And I like that. But you got to be self-motivated, don't you?
Yeah, like, I love it. You know, I'm the kind of guy that needs back done. You know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just something in me that, like, I want to, like, always do more and more and more.
Right.
So I almost need someone to kind of go, okay, calm down. You know, you're fine.
Yep.
And it's really good with Dean because he's very scientific about everything. And I feel like everything has a plan, you know. We're not just going to do 20s just to do 20s. Yeah. We're going to do 20s for a very specific reason. So.
And you yourself won't burn yourself into the ground with training because he's telling you why you only need to do X amount.
Yeah, and on laps, it gives you that reassurance that, okay, I can mm-hmm. back it down today. Maybe I'm not even going to ride, you know. I can have confidence in that, knowing that there's a plan and a purpose, and I've been stoked on it too. It's been really good too having Timmy because Dean is awesome at what he does. Mm-hmm. I don't know, sometimes he's not a motocrosser, you know. So having Timmy there, it's kind of like we can almost translate some things to Dean if we're not quite communicating.
Seems like he's an F1 guy with the hat he wears all the time.
Yeah, Ferrari hat. I haven't seen the Ferrari hat in a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, today at the track, obviously, if you ask me, I thought Timmy looked really good out there. But what were you talking to him about? You know, I saw you guys doing hand signals. Kind of after each moto, you would get with him. You talk to him. What kind of stuff does he help you with?
It's just, especially in this time of the year, I feel like you need to kind of be pretty on point, you know, with everything you're doing. But there's always that little thing, you know. And really just looking at weaknesses, you know, I think after that last 25, we were talking just about the whoops. I got better in the whoops the second time. And a couple of the things that we'd talked about improved on. So
it's not like an overall thing where he'll say, hey, what about this? You'll go, I like this. Or I was doing this. And he'll say, try this.
It's like that every time. We kind of run back and forth, you know, hey, how about this?
Right.
It looked like you're doing this here. What about this? And that kind of thing. So. It's good for me because, you know, you're always kind of you need the reassurance in a lot of places, and you also need that little bit of motivation to kind of fix things that you can't see, maybe Greg can't see, because mm-hmm. Greg helps me out a lot, but he sees me ride every single day, so it's almost like if someone's lost a bunch of weight and you see him every day, you can't really tell, but if you haven't seen him, you know, in a month and you come back, you're like, whoa. So
And let's talk about the other – you're riding with Shorty today. How's he doing? How's he looking? What do you think about Andrew?
Yeah, Shorty's good, man. He's bulked up. Like, he's
stressed a bit because he's never waited this long to start his program because, he had a lot of off-season stuff going on with his health.
Yeah.
So he's a little stressed. Yeah. He's trying to catch up to all you guys.
No, he was good. He did the first 25 with us, and he was, like – he was on point, I felt like. Right. So, it was good.
Right. And Justin, your teammate?
Yeah, Justin's riding good. I only seen him, I guess it was like the week before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And we all went to his house and did some testing, and he's riding really good. Yeah.
So he's on a program where he's not coming out here and showing anybody what he's got.
No, he's...
You know how those guys are.
Yeah.
There's those guys and there's not. You yourself, you're out here now. You're going to go home for Christmas, but you're out here now till this series heads east?
Yeah, normally... Right when the series heads east, that's somewhere in that time frame. I'll go back home.
You go back home.
It just kind of depends on the weather.
You got a pretty sweet thing in Oklahoma, but talking about the guys that don't want to show up, does the stopwatches and the competition and Suzuki guys looking down at you, does that bother you?
It's just something you got to, like, look at as with a good perspective, you know? Uh-huh. Like, yes, at home, it's I do like it better.
Yeah.
Like, you can just do your thing and
like this guy here across from you, he hated it.
Yeah,
because it was stopwatches.
I mean, if I'm being honest, I can't stand it. But it's something you have to look at as trying to find some sort of positive out of it. And I think that there is positives coming from it, because you're going to get that type of pressure, that type of everyone looking at you at the races. So I think it does help that. But when you have your off days and everyone sees, that's the tough thing, because you almost like...
But we just had Wyndham on the Pulp Show, and he's telling me he goes back and forth every week to Mississippi for all the California rounds. That seems insane, right? I mean, if, as an athlete, as a guy who's training and riding, being located here for a month seems to be a hell of a lot better than that.
Yeah. I mean, each of them has their positive, I think.
Yeah.
At home, it's like it's relaxed. You can really be easy about, like, time, you know. You start riding at 10 and, you know, you kind of do your way through it, and you take care of your own track, and you can kind of make sure everything is exactly how you want it. And, you know, you don't have to worry about testing so much, you know. You can kind of just focus on everything you're doing. No media at home.
Goddamn media.
Yeah.
Sorry. Goddamn.
But, you know, when you come out here, it's like you... There's a lot of pressure to be there at 9 o'clock or to not miss that window for the track, or, and then there is the people, always got the stopwatches, always,
no matter what,
always filming. Yeah. You know, there's always a van full of Europeans hopping out on the hillside, you know. It's just
Akira Narita today.
Yeah.
The Japanese.
I mean, there's a lot of elements out here, but I think it's always like the first week I come out here, I'm like super bummed, like, man. I just want to go home, you know.
The more I listen to you, the more I think you really don't like it at all.
I mean, if I'm being honest, it's not, it's just not home to me, you know. Like, especially the people, that's like the biggest thing for me at home, is everyone is so genuine and friendly and nice. And
the SoCal,
you walk around and like people will genuinely say, "Hey, how are you?" and like mean it, you know.
Right.
And wave. Here you kind of wave and it's like, what? Like they kind of just give you the death look, but. But it is good because I can. There is a place here for me to ride. There's multiple tracks, multiple people to ride with.
Yeah.
When you do need the testing is here.
And I got to think, too, like if Wyndham or Barsha or Chad, Chad might not do on this program, but if they come out and beat you at A1 in Phoenix, you can go on Tuesday and see them and be like, what are they doing different, if anything at all?
Yeah.
I would think that's a huge benefit.
Yeah. I think for sure.
But maybe not, yeah.
You know, at home, you kind of get in that rhythm, that routine. And then I think that's almost the most difficult part about coming out here, is you come out here and you're off that.
Yeah.
Which is good in a way, because it gets you there before you go racing, you know, because you're not going to be able to have your perfect track, you know, kind of come Anaheim. So,
Lights guys, got real quickly. How's my guy Zach Osborne going to do? He's used to the sands of Lommel, but
I'm pumped at Zach. Yeah. I think the first time I watched him ride, I was really impressed. So I think he's going to do really good. Their bike looks really good right now, and he seems pretty fit. So
Tomac is defending champion, he's
really talented, and he's coming. The thing about Tomac is he's coming off a lot of momentum, you know, even though the series in the outdoors didn't end as well as he wanted. Coming off of defending that championship and having some of the amazing rides that he did in the outdoors, I feel like there's a lot of momentum there, as well as good rides in the 450.
And your guy Bogle?
Bogle, he hasn't been riding as much.
Okay.
He kind of hurt his hand earlier this
he's
year.
He's doing East anyways?
I think he's doing East. Yeah. But the guy's unreal.
Right. So, you told me last year he was going to win a race.
I really thought he was.
You said, I think he can really win.
I still think he could. Yeah, I think he could have won a race last year.
Yep.
But Barsha was just on point. So
he was, yeah. So this year,
I think so.
You stamping it?
I think so. I think it? I hear he's really putting in a lot of effort with Ryan Fandaro, with Will. So
is that something? This is probably the last question. Bogle struggled last year a little bit with his maturity and his actions on the track, and he seems like a great kid and really funny. And but there's no doubt that some of the stuff he was doing was showing his age, let's say.
Yeah.
Do you talk to him about that? Is that something where you, because you, from your very first pro race, you've pretty much handled yourself. You know, obviously you put Villopoto into a scaffolding. I'm kidding. I'm joking. But is that something you would talk to Bogle about? Or no?
It's a fine line, you know, because at one point I don't want to step into his You know, yeah. you never know what's going on with a person.
Yeah.
But I think that a lot of it is he wants to do really well, you know? He wants to be the best.
Yeah.
And maybe when things aren't going so great, it's hard for him to accept that, you know?
Right.
But I think that comes with a lot of maturity. And I think, too, it comes with a lot of time, you know? And I think that maybe last year he wasn't able to kind of get that, especially... Mm-hmm.
Pressure does stuff to people that, you know.
Yeah, and two, I think there's a little bit of pressure as a rookie at Geico,
mm-hmm.
Because their guys have done really well their rookie years. So, but I think he's gonna do good this year. You know, watching Will ride, Will's riding really, really good right now, and he seems really fit, and kind of just what I've been hearing about Bogle, everything is really consistent, and I think. If I'm being honest, I think what I saw out of Bogle is there wasn't consistency at home, you know, during the week.
Okay, yeah.
So I think that reflects
shows up on the weekend,
and,
right?
And, you know, kind of just bummed out. Right. You know, I think now I feel like from what I've been hearing, he's been really consistent, really on point.
I feel like you would lay it down with him, like, the honest way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like you'd be like, look, dude, this is what you got to do more of, less of this. You know, you have the skills. The skills almost.
Yeah.
You watch the kid.
Yeah. He's amazing.
He's got
ride.
Skills.
I mean,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just the way that he moves the bike is really cool. I think I would, you know, I think now it seems like he's really kind of got things together.
Yep.
Last year, it's.
Well, and he was injured too. We got to remember that too.
You just don't want to step on people's feet, you know, the people that are trying to guide him. I talked to Robbie a whole lot. Robbie was really helping him, and I really tried to talk to Robbie about things that I see, things that I think could help him.
Right.
But it's just – it's a gray area. I don't think you want to get – you just don't want to reach out on too much. I don't think that you don't know the whole thing. You know, maybe there's so much – I think what people miss with us riders is that there's a lot emotionally and – in our lives, you know, that affect the way that we ride, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, you almost don't even know what happened in a person's life that week to affect the way that they're riding.
Yeah, you know? It's like the light comes up and we just expect, we media fans, sponsors expect you guys to be exactly how you were when you won 7 days ago.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff that could happen personal-wise, financially-wise, on the bike, off, like...
Right.
During
right.
the 7 days.
Yeah. I think that's something a lot of people forget about, you know, is that, you know, if you have a bad day, say you have some sort of financial thing go
whatever,
wrong,
or
you're, you know, you're fighting with your spouse or whatever it is, then that affects you at work, you know. So, and especially with us, because you have to be so emotionally and so mentally present to race.
Or even, like, trying to sign autographs. Everyone, I love you. And you're just like, oh, man, I just fought with my chick, and now I want to light her on fire. But hi, how you doing?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And then, you know, sometimes people have to say things, and it like stirs up something.
you just
want to like scream
right,
at them.
But, right. And I know, like, when I had to put a dog down a month and a half ago, and I couldn't even write for 3 days.
Yeah.
Not because I was like crying. I didn't feel creative. I didn't feel inspired.
Yeah.
I just didn't. I'm not trying to equate it to. A supercross racer, but you know what I mean. Like,
yeah,
just,
that's the point that I was trying to get across, is that when things happen in your personal life, it affects the way that you live. So,
and it all comes around to Timmy.
That's life coach.
Yeah,
he's really a therapist. I mean,
all right. Well, 18 minutes. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I ask the deep questions, don't I?
Super deep.
Yeah,
super deep.
Super deep.
Hopefully,
I'm crying.
Red dog's crying.
Red dog's not crying. All right, we'll end it now.
Okay, cool.